for the public comment session on the waste coal and coal mine mapping studies. My name is Tara Kesterson. I'm the public relations manager for the Virginia Department of Energy, and we look forward to collaborating with you guys on this opportunity we have here today. And just a couple of reminders, this isn't a question answer session. We're just here to listen. So we're just going to take comment. But if you do have questions about the study or the process or anything like that, Larry's the guy. That's his email right there, larry.corky@energy.virginia.gov. I think most of you have my cell phone number, so feel free to call it too. If anything comes up, I'd be happy to answer those questions. We are going to record the audio tonight, and then we'll put it on the Virginia Energy website afterward just so people can go back and listen, and then we'll have an archive of what we need. of course, if you are going to speak tonight, we ask that you go ahead and sign up just so we have that on the record. And when you do speak, if you'll say your name, and if you have an affiliated company that you want to mention, or your residence, however you want to refer to yourself, so we know, you know, why you have a say-so in this study, we'd appreciate that. Of course, keep your comments to coal mine methane or waste coal, whichever you're here to talk about. And I will introduce my colleague, Larry Corky, who is our policy manager. And I can hold this for you, Larry, if you like.
I can do my own holding.
Okay.
All right. Evening, everyone. So first, we're going to talk to you about the 2023 General Assembly. Bills in both houses, and it instructed us as an agency to evaluate policy options to encourage the capture and beneficial use of coal mine methane. That evaluation has to include an analysis of federal and state policies, including tax incentives and programs that incentivize the capture and beneficial use of coal mine methane, any impediments to coal mine methane qualifying for carbon offset markets, the extent to which such policies may result in a net reduction in methane emissions, and the evaluation shall consider the environmental benefits and economic development potential of the capture and use of coal mine methane. As an agency, we're to solicit input from interested stakeholders, including coal mine methane producers, other business interests, and environmental groups. And this report is due on November 15th. So the second study we're here to talk about tonight is a waste coal study, also passed in this previous General Assembly. And for that one, the agency was instructed to study the economic and environmental impacts of eliminating waste coal piles in Southwest Virginia. We have to examine the various use cases, ranging from capping all existing waste coal piles in place to combusting all the material at the Virginia City Hybrid Energy Center plant, the VCHEC plant. Each scenario considered by the department shall contain an analysis of the direct and indirect economic and environmental benefits of that particular scenario. To that end, we're going to convene a work group of stakeholders featuring representatives from state and local governments, investor-owned utilities, environmental organizations, the waste coal reclamation industry, and others deemed appropriate by our agency. We're going to hold at least one public meeting, which is what we're doing this evening, and we have created a mechanism to receive public comment for consideration. So for this and coal mine methane, there's also online comment forms you can use, or any colleagues or associates who aren't here tonight can use. Those are both open until October 27th, I believe. So that report is due on January 10th. So two reports, and then I think we're ready to
get... So we'll just let you speak in the order that you signed up, and we'll start with Kathy St. Clair.
Good evening. I'm Kathy St. Clair, and on behalf of CNX Resources, we want to thank the Virginia Department of Energy for undertaking this important study on coal mine methane. And we'd also, of course, like to extend our thanks to the General Assembly, the Governor's Office, as well as to Delegate Terry Kilgore and Senator Travis Hackworth for their leadership on House Bill 1643 and Senate Bill 1121. We appreciate the opportunity tonight to comment. As you're mostly aware, CNX Resources is the largest natural gas producer in the Commonwealth of Virginia, with our operations stretching across Buchanan, Russell, and Tazewell counties. We employ approximately 70 employees and have more than 400 contractors working at our sites on any given day. We're interested in this study because it's important to highlight the opportunity that Virginia, specifically Southwest Virginia, has. It is first important to understand the difference between traditional coal bed methane extraction and what this study is focused on, which is coal mine methane. Coal mine methane, as defined by the law, is methane gas captured and produced from an underground gob area associated with a mined out coal seam that would otherwise escape into the atmosphere. That is the methane mines are emitting for safety purposes, or methane that's still emitting from abandoned mines, which would otherwise be going to atmosphere. The EPA states coal mine methane emissions are 8 to 12% of the total U.S. methane emissions. Virginia has the opportunity to lead the nation by encouraging and incentivizing the capture and beneficial use of coal mine methane immediately. The technology is available, the workforce is here, and there is an appetite to capture and use this methane, which creates jobs, helps the environment, and utilizes an energy source that would otherwise be wasted, thereby providing more energy security. With the increased focus across the board on emissions reductions, this fuel source and its low carbon attributes can help attract manufacturing and electric generation to the state. As a company, CNX is committed to an Appalachian first vision to energy production. That means produce it here and use it here. We need to use this resource to attract more good-paying jobs to the Coalfields region. Recognizing the positive environmental effects of capturing CMM can translate into significant capital investment for our region. Companies that want to meet their environmental and sustainability goals are looking for ways to utilize energy resources as their feedstock that can be counted toward their emissions avoidance targets. Coal mine methane capture can meet that demand. However, the key to unlocking this potential is to treat coal mine methane the same as captured landfill gas and renewable natural gas from a public policy perspective. Again, we thank you for the work that you are doing on this study. We do plan to submit more detailed comments, and we appreciate the opportunity to give these remarks tonight.
Thank you, Cassie.
Thank you.
Next, we have Rudy Keith. Hello, my name is Rudy Keith. I work for Knowhorn Well Drilling, located in Vansant, Virginia. I've been employed for Knowhorn for almost 21 years. You know, the Knowhorn Well Drilling is incorporated since June the 5th, 1973. At the time, we have employed as many as 200 employees at the high, 50 employees of the low. We currently employ 111 or 110 employees that live and work in Southwest Virginia. Knowhorn Well Drilling drills the gas wells for extraction for coal bed methane and gob gas from the Coronado Coal Buchanan number one mine located in Buchanan County, Virginia. We also have a well service rigs that go in and repair old wells and get the newly drilled wells online for production. We have the capabilities of going in and plugging old coal bed wells ahead of the longwall mine as they proceed to cut the coal. Thanks for Virginia Energy Industry. We're able to provide family-sustaining wages to our workers, which then benefit the communities, our schools, and our way of life. This allows the community involvement from our employees and the company and what they put back into the community. Some examples, Little League, football boosters, basketball boosters, etc., with the biggest commitment being elk restoration in Buchanan County. It's encouraging to see the state putting a focus on the importance of natural gas to our economy for the region of Southwest Virginia. We should be embracing the use of all types of energy, and that includes coal mine methane. That is an abundant resource that is too frequently wasted. By encouraging the capture and use of coal mine methane, we can help our environment and create more local jobs. This in store will stimulate the local and state economy, helping out our region. It's simple. Methane is being vented is largely not being addressed. If we can encourage the capture of this methane, that will allow companies like mine to hire even more employees, which can stimulate the economy. These are jobs that are directly connected to the energy industry in Southwest Virginia. Far too long, our industry has been under attack. So seeing the state under attack undertake a study like this is very welcome. Companies like ours can be a leader in reducing emissions without killing jobs in industry or increasing costs to the consumers. We view capturing coal mine methane as a big opportunity to meet those objectives and benefit this region. And I would like to thank the Virginia Department of Energy for hosting this tonight to come out and speak on behalf of our industry in Southwest Virginia, the governor's office, and everybody that's included, our senators and House representatives.
Thanks, Rudy. Next, we have Brandon Boyd.
Rudy covered everything for us.
Okay. Ditto, Rudy.
Yeah. Ditto, Rudy.
All right. Walton Mullen.
First, I'd like to say thank you to the Department of Energy for hosting this public comment period, coming down to Southwest to learn more about coal mine methane. I'm Lawton Mullins, and I come to you on behalf of the Virginia Oil and Gas Association. We represent nearly 100 member companies that employ thousands of workers in Virginia. All of these jobs are directly connected to the energy industry in Virginia. For too long, our industry has been under attack, so seeing the state undertake a study like this is very welcomed. Companies like ours can be a leader in reducing emissions without killing jobs, industries, and increasing costs to consumers. We view the capture of coal mine methane as a big opportunity to meet those objectives and benefit the region. As I understand it, there are a lot of companies that want this type of gas, so the state incentivizing it, recognizing it, and bringing the manufacturing jobs to the area will help the local communities in an area that is most desperately needed. I think we have a great advantage here because of the abundance of gas, the great local workforce, and hopefully we have your support as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Lauren. And
Lauren, I don't have anything. I was signing sheet. Sorry.
Okay. Well, that concludes our public comment session for the evening. Thank you, everyone, for participating, and this will be available on our website. Like we said, if you had any follow-up email or questions, feel free to reach out to Larry or myself. My name is Tara. I'm happy to answer any of those for you.
Thank you.
Have a great evening.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.